How's it going? Oh, no, nothing like that. I'm completely confident in your abilities, darling. I just wanted to check in on you since I haven't heard or seen you in a while. I mean, a part of me just knew you'd be caught up in a writing frenzy, just pecking at the keys and producing provocative prose. Sexy things. Oh? Oh, so my dear writer is having some writer's block, Oh, you poor thing. Come on, let me see what you got so far. Don't be shy. It's only me. You know I love your work. It's going to be fabulous. And besides, a second set of eyes, it can't hurt. Well, I mean, it's still in its earliest stages, and... But it's going to be great. It always is. Do I really think so? I know so, love. You've got so much potential. Now just keep pecking away, and I'll just stand over here and wait. You've really got something here. So, how did you make out? Anything good? I know you can't have written at all in 2 minutes. I mean, it takes a long time and a lot of work, but it kind of looked like you got inspired and were taking off and... Oh. It's not good? Well, just let me see about that. Well... It's not bad, it's just, throbbing cunt plug? Is that a reference to his dick or an actual plug? Aw, sweetie, don't get all bent out of shape. It's just me, and I know you're trying. I'm sure it's gonna... lead to something great. It always does. I just can't see it, but I'm not the writer. I'm not the creative one. Come on, please, just keep going. Don't give up yet. I didn't come up here to disturb you or get you off track or anything. Would it help if I stood here and rubbed your shoulders? Yeah? Good. Oh, you're so tense, darling. Oh, they're in knots. Oh, let me take care of that. And you just keep writing. There you go. Just relax into it. Oh, you're getting the flow now, and just keep on with that sexy writing of yours. You smell so good. I can't quite pinpoint the scent, but it seems natural, intoxicating. Oh, I'm sorry, I got distracted. Oh, and I distracted you too. No, I'm sorry. We need to focus here. We both want to be more prolific this year. That means you've got to write more scripts, and I'll get filled, Freudian slip. I mean, I'll do the filling. Yeah, that sounds bad, too. I'll record them. Yes, that's it. You know what I mean. Stop playing around. That's your reward for later. Okay, so back to work. Well, what if we look at what tags you're working with? What inspired you to start writing this script, or rather, what were you wanting to work with? Ooh, you know I like that one. Yes, you do. You know, it's practically my favorite. Especially when it is paired up with a few of these other favorite tags of mine. Were you ready, Miss With Me in Mind, by any chance? Oh, you know I love your scripted eroticas, but they can't all be for me. So let's just keep digging. Okay. No, they're not bad tags. They're really good. It's just I feel like they're kind of all over the place, babe. I mean, you've got animalistic primal. Oh yeah, so delicious. But then you also have tender and sweet, and those are wonderful and lovely, but I just don't know how you're going to make them work together. Babe, do you have some kind of plan to make them all fit? Stop joking. I'm serious. I'm talking about your script. Hey, what are you? Let go of my hand. Ooh. Oh, my. Okay. Yeah. Touche. I see what you're saying. Your hand is gripping my wrist and it's firm, but gentle and tender. But it's forceful too. And you're pressing your nose to it. Taking in my scent? Oh, and now you're grazing my flesh with your teeth? Oh, that's so primal and animalistic. Fair enough. Point taken. You won. Me zero, you clever wordsmith. Can I have my hand back now, please? Thank you. Now, I'm going to crack my whip. Now, back to work. We are never going to get anywhere if I keep distracting you or you keep getting distracted like this. You wanted to put out more scripts this year. That's one of your goals, and that's why I'm here. So, stop getting so frisky with me or we'll get nothing done on the script. You're the only one working here? How dare you? I come here and offer to help you, my favorite writer, and to be so underappreciated, maybe even unappreciated? How cruel you are. Don't you realize how much work it is to be a muse? Well, it's incredibly hard. I always have to be available. Secondly, I always have to be sexy. Thirdly, I always have to be accommodating to your whims, whatever the mood may be. And we all know how temperamental you creative types can be. You thought I was serious? I'm never serious. Come on. We both definitely know how you do get in your moods. Oh, I'm not complaining. I'm just pointing out that they are variable, a little like the weather sometimes. Yeah, wait 5 minutes and it changes. Yeah, exactly. Tell you about it. Okay, but all of a sudden I'm really tired. All this musing and... Would you mind terribly if I had a seat? Oh, don't worry about a chair. I'll just perch myself right here on your desk. That works, right? This way you can see me and your screen. Well, you can see your screen when you need to. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, your moods. I was simply noting the fact that they can be different. Sometimes they're warm and cuddly, deeply sensual, and sometimes you get just a bit voracious and a little hungry, babe. I know. You restrain it as long as you can. You want to be a good behaved scriptorian, but You can't deny that hunger that you get at times, that need, that lust, that desire that you just can't shake. And it shows through in your writing. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's always that grain of truth, that piece of the author in their work. I mean, one cannot help but insert oneself personally. Well, you know, I love it. But you know that there's nothing wrong with going a little wild every now and again. But, we're procrastinating. I came here to get you writing. Okay, to keep you writing. You were writing. Touche. Okay, point taken. To keep you writing. So, chop chop, let's get to it. Come on. I know you can do it. I know there's plenty of sexy rolling around in that head of yours. So, write. And I'll just sit here for, inspiration. Ooh, I like that line. She sounds like a naughty girl. Oh, she's gonna get it, isn't she? Oh, please tell me she gets it later. Good. She deserves it for talking like that. Well, I'm sorry, I can't really see the screen from this angle. Here, move your arms for a second. This is better. There we go. Well, how do you propose I help you if I can't see what you're writing? That's what I thought. Besides, I'm not truly in your way, am I? Good. Now, keep going. That's very sexy. I think you're finding your groove now. Oh yeah, I'm really liking this scene. Now, doubt your talents all you want, but this is sexy AF. I mean, it's got my attention. Is it getting hot in here? Oh, I know that's a cliche. You might be the writer, but I do recognize a cliche now and again. Just keep at it while you've found the sweet spot. Just ignore me. I'm not too in the way on your lap, am I? Okay, good. You know, I was just thinking about all the situations that you've put me in. I mean, I know that they say that every writer has their style, and you definitely have your niche. But even so, you've taken me places. Wonderful, maddening, improbable places, situations that will only ever be fantasy, but I've been able to explore them uninhibited, safely. Sometimes after recording one of your passionate scripts, I will just lay there in my bed, sweaty, completely spent, parts of my body still throbbing, nerves still firing, my heart pounding, trying to calm down. But your words, they haunt me. They linger in my blood, making my heart race, even when my performance is done. It's something else. You're something else. I mean, if I could confess something, sometimes, just for fun, I flick through your master list and just read your scripts, the ones I've performed, ones I haven't, and I just get so turned on, and it's not long before I find myself I just realized that this soft cotton dress barely contains my thighs sitting here in your lap. Aren't thighs so delicious? I mean, they're an underestimated part of the form. You should mention thighs in your script. I mean, after all, thick thighs save lives. What? Oh, no, no, baby. I wouldn't dream of telling you what to write. Just a little suggestion. I want to inspire you wherever and whenever I can. I mean, come on, just look at my lap for a moment. My hands running up and down the length of them, my thighs over and over, until my fingertips reach all the way to the hem, flirting with it a little, teasing it. Maybe I should slide the fabric up a little and give you just a little peek. Yeah. You think so? Ooh, okay. Oh, there you go. Look how inviting they are. Full. And you know, they're soft and supple. Can't you picture your hand squeezing them, leaving a mark? How would it feel to run your tongue along them? To tease me into spreading them more open for you? Ah, no touching, darling. You have writing to do. Keep your hands busy, but not on me. Back on the keyboard. You can't very well type when your hands are running up and down my inner thighs. Oh, now don't pout. I promise that if you keep writing, I'll make it worth your while. And it'll be rewarding for the both of us. I don't think you've ever seen what your writing can do to me firsthand. Oh, it might be quite something to behold, babe. Oh, keep your fingers on those keys. I'll simply do enough touching for both of us. I can tell that my thighs are too much of a distraction, so I'll just pull my skirt back down. Yeah? It's not distracting? Okay, prove it. Write the next line and show me you aren't losing your focus. Focus on writing. Not focus on me. You know what I mean. Ooh, that's a good line. Oh, it has such real hunger in it. Okay, then. The skirt will stay up. Way up. And to stay out of your way, I'll just lean back against you. Does that work? Lovely. So, what happens next? Does our heroine respond to our silent actor? Oh, I like that. Oh, that line is fabulous. Oh, great word choice. Oh my gosh, the tempo of the dialogue is picking up as they become more and more aroused and start building off of one another's lust. Oh, this is the stuff that keeps me coming back, sweetie. Oh, sorry. I do keep screaming, but... Oh, but the things you write... you know just how to press all the right erotic triggers in me. It makes me feel sexy and... Oh, so needy. You're the real power here. I might be the voice, but you're the soul. God, it makes me want to touch myself. You wouldn't mind if I did right now, would you? Good. Oh, my dress is crackly at my waist with all my squirming. Oh, barely an inch further to reach into my wet panties and moan. With touch myself. I promise you, my beautiful scribe, this isn't the first time your words had me in this state, touching myself, rubbing, feeling my hot, wet slit, thinking about your words. What? Yeah? Feels so good. You want me to describe it? Okay, I can indulge you. Well, like I said, I'm so wet for you. I'm dripping. Oh, it feels so good to touch myself. Oh, wiggle. While I sit here on your lap, circle my hips. Oh, I wanted to show you how you render me to your mercy. Ooh, it's actually been a fantasy of mine for a while. Oh, yes. A big one. You never realized. Well then, it's one of the only ways which I can say you're a fool, because the rest of the time you are a completely desirable sexual writer. Fuck, you embody so many fantasies, so many desires, so many different lusts and needs. So naturally. Oh, I want to feel between your legs. I want to run my hand up and down your sex. First, my hand. Oh, I want to feel your heat. I want to feel your heartbeat. Pick up speed and pace and race. I want to feel your touch and your hot breath against my neck. Your kiss. Are you typing out everything that I'm saying, but what you want to keep it? Oh, fuck, that's so hot. Oh, you think it's sexy hearing me bearing my fantasy to you as I bare my legs, my pussy. Tell me again, yes? Yes? Oh, I love it. Oh, keep writing. Describe me. Write what you see. Oh, use me, please. What? You're embarrassing me, a sex goddess.
fuck, me? Oh, yes. Oh, I am close. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, you love it when I come, yeah? That's why you keep writing? You love hearing me come? Oh, God, yes. I'll come for you. I'll come for you. Oh, oh, oh. 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 Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh. 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 I'm sorry. Oh gosh, let me get up. I'm afraid you're right. I'm no help to you at all. I'm just distracting you, and you've stopped typing sometime during all that, and I've got you worked up, but not in the writing kind of way, and oh, I'm sorry, babe. It looks like you are gonna have to do all the work this time. I tell you what, though, if you keep going, keep writing, if you keep writing something sexy for me, I'll be back, and I'll be right at your fingertips. I mean, we can maybe even dig a little deeper into my fantasies about a certain sexy Scrivener I know, and see just where it takes us. Maybe. Read you soon, sweetie.